At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Got Chris P. and Fleegs behind the glass. No, that was not me ripping ass. That was the microphone squeaking. Just want to clear that up because I know the way things are around here. The Mets. Oh, those Metsies. Playing their asses off since the trade deadline, since the All-Star break, to be exact. But I'm going to start with the other team in town because they're going to the playoffs. It's just a matter of where do they land. And I'm talking about the New York Yankees from the Bronx. Their hated rivals, Jose Altuve and company, coming to Yankee Stadium last night and defeat the Yankees in a back-and-forth game by the final score of 9-7. Now, this will be known as the Yonder Diaz game. Yonder Diaz game. Two home runs, three hits, three RBIs. Luis Garcia as well, 4-for-5. You talk about a swing that is perfect for Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. It's his. First at bat, a home run as a Yankee, and I struggled along the way, but now he seems to have found his footing, and I loved the trade when it happened. The only concern was, where are you putting him? When you have Ben Rice at first, Jazz at second. His fielding's not that great. But he's been playing first. Doing a good job. And I love the trade. I think he's going to fit in perfectly here, especially in the postseason. The Yankee fans are going to be happy with him. I know, listen, when you come into New York, you expect to perform right from the gates. It doesn't happen right out the gates. It doesn't happen for everyone like that. It just doesn't. But last night, he goes 4-for-5. Started out 4-for-4. And I heard Susan in the broadcast say that he's going to be here for a long time. Well, that's not correct. He's here for one more season, and then he's a free agent in 2028. Although I think the Yankees are smart to lock him up, because if he's the future first baseman, where are you putting Ben Rice? You're going to put him at catcher? Because the catcher you have now can't hit for a lick. Stinks! Came up in a big spot last night. Double play. I mean, you just knew it was going to happen. You knew Austin Wells wasn't going to come through. He's been batting, what, .170 all year? And even when he got hot, the average felt like it stayed the same. 170, 180. Lucky if it got to 190. But this was a back and forth game. Back and forth. This is the most runs the Yankees have allowed since August 3rd as well. I believe their record is 45-5 when they score 5 runs or more. So they pretty much win all the time. Not last night. Didn't happen. Cody Bellinger with a 3-run homer. You know, for how many weeks have I been saying that it feels like Hedrick is either warming up or coming into the game every single night. Now, he's been great. Don't get me wrong. But eventually, when your starter's only going five or you're having, you know, a bullpen games, these guys are going to get worn out. And Hedrick had his worst game, allowed three runs. Did not look good at all. Then you want to talk about not looking good. The other guy who before the season you thought, hey, this is our lockdown eighth inning guy. And that's Fernando Cruz. He has been terrible. Terrible. The second half of the season. But where do you turn? Where are you turning? His first 46 games, 41 innings, 12 runs allowed, 2 home runs allowed, opponent batting average, .193. The last 16 games for Mr. Fernando Cruz, 13.2 innings, 11 runs allowed, 5 homers, and a hitting .245 off him. It's batting practice. And they need him. Because Carlos Lagrania, who I felt like they were going to put in this bullpen for sure late in the year, he's not here. He won't be here. Luis Gil, who knows if he'll be here for this bullpen. Ryan Weathers, he's on the IL. Are they going to move him to the bullpen? Are you sure that's going to happen with the way he's been pitching? Prior to the injury, in his last 5 starts, his ERA was under 1. That guy deserves to be in the starting rotation. I don't care how much money you're paying Carlos Rodon. I don't care. Forget feelings. You haven't won a World Series since 09, and for the Yankees and the Yankee fans in your organization, that's like 60 years the way they're so used to winning. If Ryan Weathers comes back from off the IL and he's good to go and continues to pitch the way he's pitched, he should be in this rotation come the postseason. Now, let's see what happens with Max Fried. There's talk that he's going to be back this weekend. I'll believe it when I see it. Because when it comes to the Yankees, you cannot trust a damn word that comes out of this manager's mouth, this GM's mouth, anyone's mouth when it comes to injury news. You just can't. The track record shows it. Oh, this guy's going to be back. It's just a slight sprain of his elbow. Out for 5 years. Career over. So spare me with the injury news. Because I believe it when I see it. You want the latest example? Giancarlo Stanton. He's revving it up. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Like he's in the Indianapolis 500. He's revving it up. He's running the bases. And what happens? A flat tire. He falls. Done for the year. And might be done in the Bronx. Oh, but he was revving it up. Stop it. That dude's been out since April 24. I can say the year 2024 because it feels like it's been that long. And I talked about it when we were talking about the Yankee injuries. Judge, sure, coming back. I didn't know when, but I said, yeah, I think he'd be back the final 2 weeks of the season, regular season, and then let's see what happens come playoff time because an Aaron Judge in the lineup at whatever percentage is better than not having him in the lineup at all. Stanton, I knew he was not coming back. I didn't count him in the equation. I just did it. That guy is built like an Adonis. Chiseled, jacked, ripped, in peak condition. And he's always hurt. Which goes to show, just because you have muscles popping out all over the place and you're in tremendous shape, doesn't mean you're ready to play the games or going to make it through seasons.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Unfortunately for him, his Yankee career looks like it's going to be over. But good news for Yankee fans is that it opens up the DH spot. Because this is what I've been saying when it's come to the Yankees. Aaron Judge, we don't know if he's going to be able to play the field, which means there's going to be a logjam at DH. Well, this opens it up for Judge not to play the field. Now, they're a better team with him on the field, but is he going to dive for balls? Pause. Is he going to be able to go get it? Is he going to go all out? Don't think so. And I don't want to take that chance. Because imagine, playoff game, Aaron Judge in right field. A ball, 50-50 ball. He doesn't dive. The Yanks lose and are eliminated. Oh, you're going to need 16 lines here at WFAN because the phones are going to blow up. Why is he in right field? He's not diving for balls. Pause. He's not doing any of that. What are we doing? That's why the Stanton injury, I'm not trying to make light of an injury, but it's a blessing in disguise for the Yankees, especially when you're putting your postseason roster together and your lineup. Now, Bellinger's back here to throw in homer last night. Had an error in the outfield. Looked like he was lollygagging after the ball in left field in the ninth. Error. Didn't cost him. But he's back. Dealing with the hamstring issue. That can go at any time. So now your outfield's Bellinger, Grisham, Spencer Jones, all lefties. And when you face a lefty pitcher, well, hopefully Ramos gets his head out of his you-know-what. Because he's going to be a part of this equation come the postseason. And versus lefties, he should be out there. It's your best option. Judge should not play the field come the postseason. Now, we'll see when he's back. He's got baseball activities. He's running with resistance bands. He's also been reintroduced to hitting, swinging a bat, doing everything necessary to get back. And the Yankees last night missed a golden opportunity to gain the game. This race is getting tighter than a pair of spandex on somebody weighing over 600 pounds. The Red Sox are two games back in the loss column with a four-game series coming up. And they've won. Surprise, surprise. They're back on fire, five in a row. They're on fire again. And that four-game series in the Bronx, I am so pumped up for it that your favorite Theo might make the trip to the Bronx for that series. Now, I don't know which game I'll go to. I don't even know if I'll go to a game. But I'm intrigued. Going to feel that atmosphere. Yankees, Red Sox, the hatred, the rivalry, that's finally back. I got to see the pitcher matchups before I decide, do I make the trip or do I not make the trip? But I'll be watching, just like everybody else. The Yankees are also three in the loss column behind the Tampa Rays. And I talked about it this past weekend. The Yankees are winning the division. They just are. With this starting pitching and the offense starting to come alive, they're going to win the division. Now, if they crap the bed versus the Boston Red Sox this weekend, which is possible, because let's not forget, the Red Sox got on fire when they beat the Yankees at Fenway. Then all bets are off. But I'm going to stick by it. The Yanks win the division. They get home field. They go to the World Series. We know how the Yankees perform when they have home field advantage. We all know how that goes. Undefeated. But last night was a rough night in the Bronx for the Yankees. The pitching, Will Warren. Listen, if I never see that guy pitch for the Yankees again, Yankee fans should be happy. Not even out the bullpen. He should be pitching in garbage time. Five innings, and then you got to bring in Hedrick for the 9,000th time, Cruz for the 9,000th time, and all the other usual cast of characters for the 9,000th time. Give me guys that go 6+. Enough's enough. This bullpen has been drained. Every ounce has been drained from this Yankee bullpen. And you need these reinforcements to come back and give you 6. Carlos Rodon, enough's enough. Take off the training wheels. We need 6 from him. Max Fried, when he comes back, he better be ready to go. Not at this, well, you know, he's going to be at a pitch count. You know, 4 innings, and then here we go again with the bullpen. This is a huge week for the New York Yankees. Huge week. 2 more with the hated Astros, and then a 4-game set with the Boston Red Sox in the boogie down.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like...
You with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 4070?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.